بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: شرف المؤمن قيام الليل، وإذله استغناءه عن الناس. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the nobility of the mu'min is ennobled when he performs his qiyam al-layl. And the nobility of mu'min is his qiyam al-layl, his tahajjud salat. His tahajjud salat, then only becomes a noble person. Now if a person is mu'min and does not perform his tahajjud salat, there's no nobility in such a person. There is a great misunderstanding amongst people, generally amongst all of us, that if an act is not farad, if an act is not wajib, then they understand the permissibility of discarding it and treating it lightly. You understand that these terms, these technical terms of farad, wajib, sunnah al-mu'akkada, etc., these technical terms have been coined very much later, long after the age of the Sahaba. The Fuqaha had coined these terminologies for certain purposes, to safeguard the ibadah of the people, seeing the weaknesses which developed in the ummah, to clarify to them that at least this is the minimum, that you cannot go lower than this degree if something is farad or wajib in the mu'aqadah. But it never means that if a practice, if an ibadat or anything is classified as sunnat ghair mu'aqadah, for example, it's not farad. If it's not classified farad or wajib, it does not mean that you have a license now to neglect it. If someone commanded forms of tahajjud, and Allah Ta'ala in the Quran also commands inna nashat al-layli ashad wa tum wa muqila, that verily Allah Ta'ala in the Quran says that the night time it is best to crush your nafs, to crush your nafs by means of tahajjud salat. And it's the best time and the best method of speaking with Allah Ta'ala, you commune with Allah Ta'ala. There's so many virtues of tahajjud salat and so many exhortations that you perform it and not to neglect it. So it should not be taken lightly. Not only tahajjud, any all other acts of ibadah also. There's always in the Visas, it's audited that we have to perform it. And we have to struggle against enough to perform it. So he said that the nobility of a mu'min is in qiyamul layl. Wa izzu istighna'uhu 'ani an-nas, and his honor, his izzat, the mu'min, is his istighna, his independence from the people. Now, as far as possible, do what you can do for your needs as far as possible. Do not stretch your hands. Look within the means of your income. Try your best to live within the means of your income and not stretch your hands to others, because then it becomes humiliating. We start from La Yambaghi al-Mu'min and Yudhilla Nafsum. It's not proper, it's not valid, not permissible for a mu'min to bring disgrace upon himself. Generally, in most cases, we become involved in debt. Not because of need, but because we live above our means. Yeah, there are situations where a person is really in need. And then also comes in the hadith, if you are really, really in need, then you must ask from a person who has got deeni, who has got proper, valid deeni understanding, because he will not despise you. He will not humiliate you. If he can't afford it, he will tell you nicely. He cannot afford it. But if he can afford it, he will help you. Why? Because he knows he's not merely giving to you. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran about such people, وَيُتِمُونَ تَعْمَ عَلَىٰ خُبِّهِ مِسْكِينَ وَيَتِيمُ أَسِيرًا. That they, these people of taqwa, they give, they feed the miskin, poor, يتيم often in the asir, a prisoner. Why? Allah hubbihi, because of Allah Ta'ala's love for his sake. And they say, mutimukum li wajhillah, that we feed you for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. We are giving to you for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. La nuridu minkum jazaa'a wala shukura. We do not intend from you any reward, nor is it our intention to get any sugar or thanks or appreciation from you. So it comes in the hadith, if you really have to ask from someone who has got understanding of the deen, because he will regard it, the thing, as an honor, because he is serving Allah Ta'ala, he is giving Allah Ta'ala a pleasure. Comes also in the hadith. Hayatullah lil mu'min, wukufu sa'ala ababihim, that the hadiya, a gift of Allah Ta'ala, the hadiya of Allah Ta'ala for a mu'min is the standing of a sa'il, genuine person's need at your door. When he comes, that's why he says you mustn't buffet him. If you cannot afford anything, afford at least the sadaqah of a good word, of nasihat. So, as far as possible, maintain your dignity and your izzat, your honor, by being independent from people. وَأَشْرَافُ أُمَّتِي حَمَلْتُ الْقُرْآنِ وَأَصْحَابُ اللَّيْلِ. And the noblest, noble people in my ummah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, are the bearers of the Qur'an. The bearers of the Quran and the Ashabul Layl, the people who perform Salat during the night time. Now, Amalatul Quran, the bearers of the Quran, there are two types of bearers in the Quran. One are the Khufaz, they bear the words, the text of the Quran in their heart. They're supposed to bear it in their heart. And other are the ulama who bear the meanings, they defend the meanings of the Quran. So Hamalatul Quran, who is the noble person you mentioned the hadith, is such a person who practices on that Quran. Not a person who has sorted off the Quran and his practical lifestyle is in conflict with the Quran. That is a shaitan now. He makes a mockery of the Quran which he has acquired. He disrespects the Quran, and the Quran complains against him, and on the day of the Qiyamah, the Quran will be a witness against him for having violated and destroyed it and ruined it here. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was the one who bears the Quran, the words of the Quran, the text of the Quran, and the one who bears the meanings of the Quran, not the ulama, the evil ulama who misinterpret the Quran and use the Quran for the nafsanit and for worldly objectives. Wa alaykum bi qiyam al-layl, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Wa alaykum bi qiyam al-layl, make qiyam al-layl compulsory upon you, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. He said, you must make it compulsory upon him. So although the fuqaha have not classified it as farad, like the farad salat, nevertheless there is great importance in it. Person must struggle against your nafs, get up for the night time, and perform at least, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, even if it's 2 rakats, you perform it. And they said that if you are not in the habit, perform your tahajjud salat before you go to bed, and make the intention that I will still get up in the night time. Then Allah Ta'ala will give, inshallah, tawfiq. Wa alaykum bi qiyam al-layl, make qiyam al-layl compulsory upon you. Fa innahu maqrabatun ila rabbikum, for verily it brings you close to Allah Ta'ala. There's no other act that brings one so close to Allah Ta'ala as the tahajjud salat. Fa innahu maqrabatun ila rabbikum, if verily it brings you close unto Allah Ta'ala. Wa maqfaratun li sayyi'atikum, and it expiates or wipes out, cancels out your sins. It purifies you. Wa da'abu salihin qablakum, and it has always been the practice of the salihin, of the pious people before you, in all ummats, not only in our ummat, in all ummats it has been, it was the practice. Wa matratun li da'iyan al-jasadi, and it was of even diseases from the body, from the physical body. Sickness also, certain sicknesses are worthy of by regular performance of Tahajjud Salat. So from these few ayahs, we should understand, realize the very important, the great importance of Tahajjud Salat, and we should make an attempt. Nothing is easy in this dunya. There will always be a struggle and a conflict. But once you, the nafs is tamed, then inshallah, even the acts of ibadah become simple, then there won't be any difficulty then.